to discover and realize, please.
Number one, from Rabash, letter 76. It is known that the whole earth is full of His glory. This is what every person should believe. As it is written, I fill the heaven and the earth. However, the Creator has made concealment that we cannot see Him, so as to have room for choice. And there is room for faith to believe that the Creator fills the worlds and encompasses all of the worlds. And after a person engages in Torah and mitzvot and keeps the commandment of choice, the Creator reveals Himself to him. And then he sees that the Creator is the ruler of the world. Thus, at that time, a person makes the king who will rule over him. That is, a person feels that the Creator is the ruler of the world. And this is regarded as a person making the Creator king over him.
Except number two, Bala Sulam, introduction to Tas, item four. It was said about this, Lord, the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. You support my lot. You placed my hand on the good fate to say, take this for you. It is indeed true that the Creator Himself puts one's hand on the good fate by giving him a life of pleasure and contentment within the corporeal life that is filled with torment and pain and devoid of any content. One necessarily departs and escapes them when he sees, even if it seemingly appears amidst the crack, a tranquil place to escape there from his life, which is harder than death. Indeed, there is no greater placement of one's hand by him than this, and one's choice refers only to the strengthening. In that prayer.
Excerpt number three. Rabash Tanta. One who wants to taste the good taste in life should pay attention to his point in the heart. Every person has a point in the heart, except it does not shine. Rather, it's like a black dot. The point in the heart is a discernment of nefesh, soul, of kedusha, holiness. His nature is a vessel of bestowal. However, she is in a state of shchina, in the dust, meaning that a person regards her as nothing. Instead, to him, she is as important as dust. Of all the states and so on.
Excerpt number four, Rabash, from the article, The Point in the Heart. It is written, and let them make me a temple, and I will dwell within them. This pertains to the point in the heart, which should be a temple where the light of the Creator dwells. As it's written, and I dwell within them. Hence, one should try to build his structure of kedusha, holiness, and the structure should be able to contain the upper abundance called abundance poured from the giver to the receiver. However, according to the rule, there must be equivalence of form between the giver and the receiver, so the receiver too must have the aim to bestow like the giver. This is called action, as it is written, let them make me a temple, where the acting applies to the clay, to the vessel, and not to the light. Since the light pertains to the Creator, and only the action pertains to the created being. Excerpt number 5. Bala Sulam, a speech for the completion of the Zohar. This is because the Creator does not think of himself whether he exists or whether he watches over his creations, and such other doubts. Similarly, one who wishes to achieve equivalence of form must not think of these things as well, when it is clear to him that the Creator does not think of them, since there is no greater disparity of form than that. Hence, anyone who thinks of such matters is certainly separated from him and will never achieve equivalence of form. This is what our sages said, let all your actions be for the sake of the Creator. That is, dvikut with the Creator. Do not do anything that does not yield this goal of dvikut. This means that all your actions will be to bestow and to benefit your fellow person. At that time, you will achieve equivalence of form with the Creator, as all his actions are to bestow and to benefit others. So you, all your actions will be only to bestow and to benefit others. This is the complete...
Let's go.
Excerpt number 6. Rabash, Purpose of Society 1. We gather here to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon man, which is called love of others. And love of others can only be through revoking of oneself. Thus, on the one hand, each person should feel lowly, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal, for divinity to be among us.
This or that, how great this or that friends are.
Excerpt number 7 from Maor V'Shemesh, article Vayechi. The essence of the assembly is for everyone to be in one unity and for all to seek but one purpose, to find the Creator. In every 10, there is divinity. Clearly, if there are more than 10, then there is more revelation of the Shekhinah. Thus, each one should assemble with his friend and come to him to hear from him a word about the work of the Creator and how to find the Creator. He should annul before his friend, and his friends should do the same towards him, and so should everyone do. Then, when the assembly is with this intention, then more than the calf wants to suckle, the cow wants to nurse, and the Creator approaches them, and he is with them, and great mercies and good and revealed kindness will be extended over the assembly.